Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include fitness classes, community education, information, and referral. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
And welcome back to Project Independence and you here at WCWP.org. I am Rebecca Miller. I'm the guest host today, along with the co-host Otto Lohse and Christina Liu, the radio show producer of Project Independence and you for our ninth year. Every show Christina has produced here. And our special guest today is Congresswoman Kathleen Rice. And it's so nice to have you here. Thank you so much. There's so much information. We really appreciate you taking the time to give us the information. Over break, we were talking a little bit about, because we are a program that serves seniors, we have a transportation program that also serves seniors and people with disabilities can utilize it as well, Project Independence and Youth Transportation. So in terms of that population, I'm curious to know what types of programs or changes we're doing to kind of adjust to assist with the aging population?
That's a great question, Rebecca. Thank you for that. You know, I'd like to talk about the CARES Act, which was the relief bill that we passed at the end of March. And I want to tell you specifically how it helps the community that we're talking about here. That bill allowed for $1 billion to go to the Department of Health and Human Services to support, specifically to support older adults and people with disabilities during the pandemic. So it's broken down this way. There was $200 million for the home and community-based services to assist older adults who need to shelter in place to minimize the possibility of exposure. And we know that this is the most vulnerable population in terms of this virus. So these services help with personal care needs, household chores, grocery shopping, essential transportation, and case management. That also allowed for a $480 million for home-delivered meals for older adults. Another $100 million for the National Family Caregiver Support Program, which expands a range of services that help family and informal caregivers to provide support for their loved ones at home. And it also allowed for $50 million for aging and disability resource centers to connect people at the greatest risks of catching COVID-19 to the services needed to practice social distancing and seek to mitigate issues created by it, such as social isolation. We know so many people who are, because we're still stuck at home, and certainly a senior population are stuck at home even more so, that, you know, isolation can set in. It's really important that we still engage this population and allow them to know that, you know, at some point we're going to get past this, but it's so critically important that we make sure, and I will, you know, give you my website and my phone number, Rebecca and Otto, to share with all of your listeners, because I want them to know that there are resources that they can access that have been funded through the CARES Act that will specifically help this population.
Yeah,
the navigation is very important. So I think, you know, the getting through the system, if you will.
Absolutely.
So that's something that we should publicize, frankly.
You know, absolutely.
One of the other areas that keeps coming up with seniors, of course, is the ongoing rumor that Social Security will be cut and that it's an entitlement and whatever, which is a debatable word, in my opinion. It's not an entitlement, frankly. I've been paying.
Not when you pay for it. It's not.
I'm a teenager. Yeah.
Exactly.
What is your opinion on whether there's a reality to the possibility of a cut in Social Security?
Otto, this is regardless of who's in the White House, we're always going to have conversations about Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and things like that. These essential safety net programs that, by the way, you're right, Otto. I don't use the word entitlement when I talk about this. I use the word earned benefit.
Right.
That's right. What it is. It's an earned benefit. We all pay into Social Security. That is not an entitlement. An entitlement is something that you get for free. We're not getting Social Security for free. We are paying into it. Now, despite his promises, President Trump, unfortunately, has pushed policies that have threatened the security and longevity of Social Security and Medicare. If he got his way with, he's been talking about, one of the things that he's been talking about during this whole pandemic is he wants to do this payroll tax cut. He thinks that's a way to help small businesses. It's not. All that's going to do is cut the funding. No more, the money is not going to go into Social Security and Medicare anymore, right? If he got his way with the payroll tax cut, that is what would happen. It would threaten the solvency of Social Security and Medicare. At every turn, I have opposed these cuts. At every turn. During a pandemic, the last thing that we should be talking about are cuts to Social Security and Medicare. We have to do everything that we can to defend and support these critical programs so that they stay solvent well into the future. Now, in August, I signed on to a letter that was led by my colleagues, Joe Kennedy from Massachusetts and John Larson from Connecticut, that opposed the president's plan to cut payroll taxes because of how it would jeopardize both the solvency and security of Medicare and Social Security. And I'm also an original co-sponsor of a bill that's called the Social Security 2100 Act. And that bill would provide an across-the-board increase in benefits for all current and future beneficiaries. It would be a revised and more accurate cost of living adjustment formula, which we know we have to address, and a new minimum benefit established, which would ensure that no one retires into poverty level income brackets, and a tax cut that would inure to the benefit of 12 million beneficiaries. So we have up to this date, I have helped to secure more than $6 million in Social Security benefits for constituents who needed assistance in filing for disability or early retirement. And I want to actually make sure that all of your listeners know that my office is a resource if they're having any difficulty with Social Security benefits or disability or early retirement. Any issue like that, please contact my office.
Yeah, I know a number of people whose only source of income in retirement is Social Security.
Absolutely. I
mean, you know, as it is, they're on the edge of real poverty. On the edge, they are really in poverty, especially on Long Island. If you're only making Social Security, it isn't easy.
Yeah, because the cost of living on Long Island, as we know.
So the thought of somebody getting a cut in that, I have no idea what the percentage of people is that count on Social Security as their only source of income. But I believe there's enough of them that it would really put a stranglehold on people.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And, you know, one of the other things that I think it's important to mention also that I recently voted on, it was a bill that would allow Medicare to directly negotiate with drug companies to secure lower prices for up to 250 drugs per year, including insulin. Now, my father was a diabetic till his dying day. I mean, this would be enormous, right? But it would also, the bill that we passed would also deliver vision, dental, and hearing benefits to Medicare beneficiaries. We have to get a control over the cost of prescription drugs. And because that is, you know, when you talk, Otto, about people literally only living on their Social Security payment every month, and they have costs for medications, which a lot of older people do. It's their number one expense. We have to do something to get those costs under control.
Agreed.
Yeah. Extremely important. It's, you know, it's real, it's disconcerting when a senior can't take, you know, a medication, or perhaps they've been taking a medication that's been working, and all of a sudden they have to go to a different brand.
Yes.
Not because the doctor wants you to, but because the insurance company does. So that's always been a kind of a disconcerting issue too.
Absolutely. Well, I remember
this is the season to be jolly right now when we change Medicare gap or advantage programs, and that type of thing becomes really important to be able to compare drug course with one program versus another program.
Absolutely.
It's a different topic, obviously, than we want to get into. But Project Independence does have several Zoom sessions coming up where people will be guided on how to navigate that system, if you will.
That's great. Can I also bring up one issue that is critically important? We are in the census year, and I just want to encourage all of your listeners to please make sure that they fill out the census. It is critically important that we do this because there are so many things that the federal government looks to determine how much federal aid goes to each individual state, and that is driven by population. We need to have 100% participation in this census so we don't miss out on the hundreds of billions of dollars. There's actually, I think it's a total of about $1 trillion in federal funding that is distributed to states based on the results of counting each person in the state. So if we get 67% participation in the census, do the math. Think about how much less money we're going to get to help us with education, so many different, you know, all of these kind of programs that we're talking about now. So it's critically important that everyone please respond to the census. And if I can also remind people that what we use those numbers to determine as well is what our representation is in Washington, right? So right now we have 27 seats in.
You know, we have to go to a short break right now, but that's a really important thing to hear about. So when we come back after this quick break, we will be speaking with Congresswoman Kathleen Rice right here at Project Independence and You at WCWP.org.